On Würzburg Market Square, there's one building in particular that stands out due to the intricate ornamentation of its facade, the Falkenhaus, or House of Falcons. Built in the early 18th century, the Falkenhaus was acquired by a landlord shortly afterwards and has since been used as an inn. The magnificent adornments on the doors, windows and gables were the idea of the landlord's widow, who in 1751 commissioned stucco workers from Upper Bavaria to decorate her house. She was not without an ulterior motive, as this meant that for 8 years she didn't have to pay any tax. After all, it was the city itself that ended up reaping the benefits of the lavish embellishments. And indeed, even today, the Falkenhaus is considered to have the finest Rococo facade anywhere in Germany. A little under 200 years later, the Falkenhaus was reduced to rubble, a fate it shared with many other buildings in Würzburg. On the 16th of March 1945, the city was attacked by bombers of the Royal Air Force. The air raid lasted 20 minutes, and in those 20 minutes, some 5,000 people lost their lives. Almost 90% of the old part of town was destroyed that night, a nadir in the history of this venerable city on the River Main, which goes back over 1,300 years. The first documentary evidence of Würzburg dates from the year 704, and it was not long before the city had become the seat of a bishopric. From the Middle Ages, the bishops of Würzburg were also its secular rulers. These powerful Fürstbischöfe, or prince-bishops, decisively shaped the life of the city right through to secularization in 1803, when the Prince-Bishopric of Würzburg fell into Bavarian hands. Even today, the numerous buildings associated with the Prince-Bishops are a dominant feature of the city. Buildings such as Fortress Marienberg, the residence, and of course the churches. Many of the buildings that once bore witness to Würzburg's rich past have now recovered their former glory. After the war in the 1950s, the Falkenhaus was one of the first buildings to be faithfully reconstructed. Today it houses the Tourist Information Centre and Ticket Service, as well as the Municipal Library.